Hi, John Price.
Oh, good morning, Sir Box.
many people are traveling to Charleston. We're expecting about a 2 million plus pop in people coming to South Carolina to catch that path of totality during the solar eclipse. And there are some real serious concerns.
I suppose there are. It seems like it is. When your state suddenly takes on, you know, over 2 million people in one day who are just visiting.
This is just really good practice of what's to come to the state as a whole, isn't it?
Yeah. I guess in some ways it's going to be good for business with out-of-state dollars coming in. But, you know, the best advice I can give today is just stay home, which I'm sure some of our local restaurants and bars don't like to hear John Price say
well,
that.
Well, I think a lot of places have already, they've been selling out of their fun parties. Yeah. I mean, it's really hard to get a hotel. I had a buddy from Florida go, hey, man, we're thinking about coming up for the eclipse. Do you have any recommendations? I was like, wherever you can find a room. And I think it was one of those, I was going to offer him a place.
It's affecting our legal system from the Charleston County Courthouse system. We're not starting any jury trials on Monday. As we normally do, we're going to start those on Tuesday
because it's just take the day off.
The county's recognized that
this is a major
distraction. Right. And this is why the school's not going to be open then too.
School's right.
That kind of thing like that.
So we've joined a list of the government on that too. So the justice system, I wouldn't say it's shutting down because we're still going to have plenty of law enforcement all along the main highways. All the way from Greenville to Charleston. So be aware of that this. While this thing is starting to take on a festive atmosphere like some sort of, 12-hour Mardi Gras or something.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I know that's what you're thinking. I can read your mind from over here. You got a Mardi Gras look. I've seen your Mardi Gras look
before. I'm not going to do that. I'm saying that I know that this is going to be the excuse for everybody to have some alcohol poisoning party.
Right. Yeah, you can see the DUI defense. Judge, it was solar eclipse day.
Messed with the tides in my brain water.
Every 100 or so years, Judge, I couldn't help myself. 2 million people came in from out of state and I had to drink over it. That's not going to work, okay? But anyway, Boss, you look good this morning.
Thanks,
you really do. You look in shape and fit.
But got off the whole 30. But now I'm drinking raspberry coffee.
I kind of stand with all of the ophthalmologists and eye doctors and opticians who say, just don't look at the eclipse, just don't do it. It's just not a good idea.
Get the glasses.
A burnt retina. Well, it's not even the glasses per se, it's the NASA-approved, NASA-approved glasses.
Oh, watch out for the cheap knockoffs.
Yeah, they've got it. You've got to
have
the
let me
coat
say
on
this.
Them.
John Price says don't look at it, okay? So if something happens out there, don't say, well, I heard Bugs, Johnny and Bugs on the radio, and they were like, they should get NASA.
No. We are plausible deniability over here.
Plausible deniability. Thank you, sir. Yeah, this is not a... But if you're going to do it, I guess get your NASA approved,
just
glasses.
Make sure you take care of yourself.
But you ask any eye doctor in town, they'll say a burnt retina is just not worth that
probably,
risk.
Probably not. Now, let's talk about driving while this is going on. It's probably not recommended.
Well, certainly what's not recommended is to look up at it while you're driving.
Or wear the glasses while you're driving.
Wear the glasses while you're driving.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
They're already expecting a lot of people to be pulling over on interstate, if they're out there driving, and so they can take a look or whatever. Of course, don't do it unless you got your NASA-approved glasses, I suppose. And I think Box knows where you can get that. I think the John Price Law Firm website is going to hook up a link to...
Very good.
To get your NASA approved. But we're not sanctioning this again. Do you remember John Price, Mr. Safety Conscious, says, don't do it, don't look. But getting back to the topic. If you're on the highway, Box, it's a good idea not to look at it while you're driving. If you pull over and you insist on looking at it with your NASA approved sunglasses, then it's also a good idea to give yourself some time for your eyes to adjust before getting back into the car, And if those spots don't go away, well, it's time to go see the eye doctor and tell him exactly what happened. He can call you an idiot. And take it, and somebody can say, well, John Price said don't do it, but I did it anyway, Doc. And the doc said, well, I told you not to do it, and you did it anyway, too. So, but that's what you want to do, I think, on the safety thing. It's really common sense, obviously. As far as staring at it, not a good idea. And if you happen to be driving, stop, take your look like everybody else is going to be. But take your time and get back on the highway. It's not a good time to be in a rush for anything like that.
Sit back and enjoy it for a little while.
And you can
be
always
patient
dial
with one another.
Now, if you see,
that's true too.
Now, the other thing too is this is going to be for a lot of people. Like a Friday night out in the middle of Monday afternoon, and they're going to be partying. So, be aware of your own conduct in this situation. If you insist on going out to one of the local establishments, which I'm sure are going to be a lot of fun. You know, get a designated driver. Just take those regular precautions that you do as far as.
And you're really going to have to plan ahead, especially you're with the increase. And I mean, if you catch it wrong, the surge rates on a, you're going to spend $800 on an Uber.
Think about like a New Year's Eve in the middle of the day, but with the exception, you got 2 million more people in the state that came down to say Happy New Year with you.
Yeah.
You know, in the middle of the day.
That's a good way to put it.
That's a good way to put it. I always come up with good ideas. I'm a round box. You know, I just something feeds off on me. You know, I mean, it's my whole life has changed.
You're the only person who gets good ideas while you're around me.
You know, my whole life has changed just meeting you, buddy. I'm telling you now.
It's a good idea to get a hold of the John Price Law Firm. If you have a legal question, maybe they can help.
Yeah, maybe we can. We hope we can. We're certainly willing to listen and listen for free. And then, we decide to take your case. There's no fee unless we win, and fees and costs come out to final settlement. But nevertheless, if there is a final settlement, we can't make promise or guarantees. No lawyer can. If they do make a promise or guarantee, ask them to put it in writing to you, because one guarantee I can make to you is that they will not put it in writing to
all
you.
All prices plus tax, title, and license. There's $259 dealer processing fee, dealer teens, all rebates, all backs, and then send us with approved credit. The John
but
Price Law Firm.
Call us at 888-MR-LEGAL. That's 888-MR-LEGAL. Or you can go to our website, John Price Law Firm. .com right here in beautiful Charleston, Myrtle Beach, and Columbia, South Carolina.